And this is a special meeting of the Energy, Environment, and Sustainability Committee. And if you don't mind, we don't have minutes. And I'm going to also, because of the delays, skip the pledge. We say the pledge all the time. We all believe the pledge. So I want to get right down to business. The only thing listed on the agenda is the pending resolution proposed by Legislator Maloney, which is extremely important and valuable, and I think we were very close to consensus, and we also have a revised version. But I want to just put it in the context of other related loose ends, which this proposed committee, and we'll, I'll call for a motion in a moment, but one thing soon pending is the Reuse Innovation Center. Who's going to be in charge of that? Where it's not physically reside, but will it be with the agency, the legislature, the executive branch, or some other alternative? And then the chair's resolution about amending the composition of the board of the agency, and these relate. And then the other is we have to find a way to review the agreement between the county, and at the time that agreement was signed, it was the county, and now we have two branches because of the charter, and whether or not we're going to continue with an agreement or ask the legislature to disband and make it a department or something else. So I just want to create that context. And
how many pages is that agreement?
I'm sorry?
How many pages is that agreement?
I don't
recall. Do
you know
how long the document that is, Dave? Have you ever looked at it?
Yeah.
It's 150 pages? It's 7 pages?
No, it's probably close to about 10, 15 pages.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But also, there's like 5 different
addendums.
Yeah, and so I think now what the situation we're in is like the third or the fourth agreement is the main one, but there's another addendum to it. So I have to go back and pull all those together. But basically, it's 15 pager.
Could we just print that out for everybody here so we can start looking at it now?
Well, not look at it at this meeting, but yeah.
But when we leave here today, can we have a packet that we can just bring around with us and start really learning this?
When are we meeting? When are we in the? We're in the building tomorrow for caucus
And for session.
And session. So maybe they could be ready by then, because I don't want to.
And what is
we
this
have
for?
To start going over that.
The agreement between Ulster County and the UCRRA.
The technical.
And
term
it's a 25-year-old agreement. Due to expire next
probably
year.
Municipal agreement.
Yeah. Or in 2025.
Or, I guess, in a municipality.
Yeah, I feel like I'm looking
pardon?
At it right now.
Oh, okay. The only thing for Liz to know is that there's like 5 different contracts, like one after the other. Call me. You can send them to me and call me, and I'll tell you which ones are the most important. But I think, off the top of my head, either the third or the fourth are the ones that are, you know. Vicki actually knows because she sent it to me a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, good. So then maybe that could
she's
just get forwarded.
Okay.
Great.
But we should be careful to look at all the subsequent agreements.
That's a really good request, because we're going to have to keep that in mind to make the decisions. And even if we do create the oversight board, which I think we're coming closer to consensus about, we still have these major decisions to make, and the responsibility, as the chair has pointed out, is with this committee, the Recycling Oversight Committee, the UCRRA, the other oversight committee, the RRA Oversight Reform Committee, will also be able to weigh in and make recommendations, but the responsibility is still going to stay with this committee. So, knowing what that agreement says is going to be really important. All right, with that...
And so we can have a copy of that when we come to caucus tomorrow.
Yes.
That's great.
So with that, maybe a motion to discuss Resolution 549.
So moved.
I'll second it. Okay. Do we have a red line version? Just, I mean, we can do this, but it always helps me to see the actual...
I have the old version.
You mean like what we changed?
Yeah, I mean, do. Since that's what...
I have the old version.
Want me to redline it?
Yeah, a red line would show the change. Well, we're doing, you know, just...
Yeah.
Oh, this is red. She's got it in highlight.
Okay.
But is this the highlight from a previous draft, or is this highlighted telling us what's there today?
From our last meeting.
Yeah, it's from the last meeting. Okay, let me take a look.
So those are the changes that we made.
What you have right now is the new version.
The new version, yeah.
Yes. But that one that I just made a copy of, that was the old version. So now it's actually crossed out. It's marked up.
That's what we should normally have,
okay,
I think,
that's
when,
what I
when we've gone through changes, just so we can... And yeah, review the changes and reflect on
and that's what
on
I thought, but then they told me to do the clean version.
Okay.
She was trying to...
I was trying to be, like, you know, ahead of the game, and I'm like, should I print or no? Just keep the clean one. Okay.
Yes, she was trying to keep it simple, I'm sure. We confuse easily, or at least I do.
It's getting nice.
Do you want mine sort of one? Oh. Or you're good?
That's fun.
I have my old one. Do you want that?
No,
you're good.
This is
okay.
So, Amanda, did you want to start with just you had sent out an email about changing language with the village mayors?
Yeah, just because it's just a formal. It's not called village mayors. It's mayors because it includes the city of Kingston. So, do we want to make that amendment? Joe, would you like to offer that amendment?
Yeah, I'm just so.
What is the technical?
Let's see. It maybe it already got changed.
We're basically letting the supervisors association choose their representative, or are we gonna just ourselves appoint? How are we gonna? How do we plan on doing that?
It says that they get to choose. I mean that it's either the. I mean, I think. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think we have to change the president to the chair, and I would say the chair of the Ulster County
Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors.
Yep. Yeah. Forget Millet Village. That's a good catch. I would say the chair of the Ulster County Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors, or the chairs, it would say the same as the rest, or the chairs of the Ulster County Association of Town Supervisor and Mayors member designate.
Their yes. group welcomes mayors, so...
Yeah, yeah. It is called the Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors.
And we want to leave it up to them. We don't want to choose a supervisor.
I think that's an important question. I'd like to pause because... I have my one remaining main concern about this is we absolutely want these stakeholder entities to have input, but the chair or, you know, depending on which entity we're talking about, the person that, let's use, the association as an example, the chair may not be the best qualified person. And particularly with the association, my concern is that they may not know very much about solid waste, and they are going to be influenced by, for example, what has happened in Plattekill, and I happen to agree that Plattekill should not be a host because they've already had the Hurtel landfill, but that their motivation may be more political than what's really good for the best possible sound solid waste management in the county. So I think that's an important question, and just let's pause on that very briefly. Go ahead.
My concern with deviating and only telling the Ulster County Association of Supervisors and Mayors which person it's going to be is that that would come across as an insult. You know, we're allowing the RRA board to choose, the executive, the comptroller, the chair, the...
They already think we don't...
Yeah, so for then we go through and we tell just that one organization this is who we want. I think that's a big problem.
I was actually thinking of it in terms of do we appoint for each of them or do we... Let them appoint
for all of them. Yeah. You mean
for all? Yeah, it's that if we made that change here, we would.
We would do all the appointing.
Yeah, and not only that, even with the RRA board, I think we're a little bit walking a fine line, creating a commission with membership from other independent organizations and duly electeds. So the only way I think that we could possibly even do that is to give the respect to each of those organizations to choose who's sitting.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Anybody else?
The only other thing I was thinking was, I really do think the supervisors, most of them, I don't like Saugerties, I'm talking to him, knows a hell of a lot about what goes on in his transfer station, but when you talk to Rich Parody and Mike Baden, they really do know, and they have a point of view that we don't always think about. And there has been a lot of things that have happened where there hasn't been equity as far as how they've been treated by the RRA town to town. And we're going to get one person. I like Rich Parody. I agree with him on a lot of things. I don't agree with him on his take as far as the RRA goes sometimes. But my question is, I almost think it'd be valuable. I don't know how to do it. But to have an odd number, but I think it would be valuable to have two voices from the supervisors on this commission and have it be two different voices. Mike Baden and Rich Perry would be great to have there because they're going to give you two different opinions and ways to think about things, but I don't know.
You definitely get point counterpoint with those two. Yeah.
And otherwise, you're going to have an agenda from one town. It'd be nice to have, but then we're also relying on the supervisors to give us those two people.
All right.
But I don't know. I mean, unless we have an 8-member, I don't. It's odd to me to have to break a tie with a vote.
Let's also be clear, if we're not already in the resolves, what their role is, what they can or cannot do. Because who's going to be on it is one thing. My assumption is that they'll set their own regular meetings. We haven't specified how often. Yes.
So one thing, I think Joe raises a good point about the Supervisor Association and thinking in terms of the odd number. I'm looking up the comptroller because we added the comptroller to make it an odd number, but when you look at the duties of the comptroller, I just pulled it up from the charter. You know, it's to examine, audit, and verify books, to procure from the depositories, which the commissioner of finance shall have deposited monies coming into the possession and statement, to audit records, to verify availability of funds. I'm saying all this to say that arguably the comptroller's role in terms of sitting on this policy-driven committee, commission, whatever we're going to call it, is less critical to me than potentially a second.
I'm going to respond and then call on you too and say that the comptroller was extremely helpful in putting things in context of the agreement. And that is because this comptroller has taken the responsibility to read it through and understand the whole document very carefully. In other words, there's more of a connection between between the county and the UCRRA than has been perceived by most, that the agency's completely separate. And according to the agreement, there were more things that, so I think that's a counter, and then I think I say your hand, and then your hand.
To that point, I don't disagree totally, but I will say that you can make the same argument about the executive branch of government. To this point, doesn't have much jurisdictional oversight or anything to do with the RRA in theory, where we do, where the comptroller actually just audited the RRA because there's a financial relationship. It ended up giving them, and I think the courts agree, there's not even a separation. We give them money, which means they can basically go audit. The state comptroller come down here and look at all these public beneficiary corporations in depth.
We
the comptroller was...
I'm sorry,
well, there's a shared, there's a relationship of a financial relationship, which is why the comptroller was able to go in and do some auditing. They fought that, but the comptroller won that legal argument. So the fact that the comptroller actually audited the RRA and has jurisdictional oversight over the RRA probably gives them more involvement than even the executive when you talk about jurisdiction. So if your point is we're going to take somebody off this seven-member, potentially have the conversation, which I'm open to adding a supervisor, you would just as much be able to make the argument to remove the executive or both as voting members. Make them, because it doesn't matter if they're at the table and can't vote, as long as we have an odd number of people voting, you're always going to have a successful vote up or down and not have a tie, which is why I think you need an odd number. So that's a discussion I'm open to have, but I don't know if the comptroller would be the odd one out there to add the second supervisor.
Man.
Can you just add me to the list?
I think Eric was...
Yeah, but just can you add me to the list?
I was just going to comment that I think in this particular situation, given the recent history of the RRA and Comptroller Gallagher's involvement with the organization, I think having her or a representative from her office on this commission would be necessary because she has audited them in the past, and she's very much aware of the situation that has, some of the situations that have plagued the organization in the past, and I think her voice would be key on this commission.
So I actually, just in the last couple of minutes listening to the conversation, I don't know if this is a... an idea that the committee would be supportive of in terms of kind of coming up with a solution to this. But in regards to if we were interested in basically putting two members of the Association of Supervisors and Mayors on this commission, you know, the president and or the president and another member of the association, in regards to the issue of odd versus even number of members, if we might look at maybe doing half votes for the president and the other members, so that you'd still have seven total votes, but so the president would have half a vote and the other member of the association would also have half a vote. So you might have eight members, but you would still probably have seven votes, and they could theoretically vote together for a full vote, or if they split, they'd be a half vote each. Is that something that the committee thinks might be a way of solving the issue of odd versus even?
I don't mind that. Like, I like the thought process, but just to what the chair said earlier, we already have a supervisor's group that feels like they're very underappreciated, and now we're giving them a half vote, and I think you'd probably have people not even want to serve.
No, it would still be a whole vote. It would just be they would have two people on the board.
But it could end up being a half vote if they didn't agree.
Yeah, and the whole idea was to have two supervisors that may not agree a lot, and we're starting off, it'd be the same thing as having them either choosing them, that's an insult, we're not letting you choose who's going to represent you, and then once you get here, every person in the room has twice the voting power that you have. It's a slight. I think it might be taken that way. I like the concept, and if they would have taken it well, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I think it's, we have to give the supervisors, they don't feel like they have the voice that they should have, and now we're giving them half of
the voice. The only other thing I could think of is if we could come up with another, you know, another appointment to.
That's what I was thinking. Let's hear, and I'll respond directly to that. But let's hear from Chair.
So yeah, I still feel. I mean, if there was an odd person out, to me it would be the comptroller again, because we're talking about policy, enabling legislation, operations, etc. But it's not something that I feel strongly about fighting. It's like I'm fine with the comptroller or their rep having a seat at the table if that's the way we're going. And I would be inclined to just then leave it as is, like leave the 7 and let the supervisors have one, and recognize that whoever that is going to be reporting back, and that this commission could engage the whole supervisors. I mean, the commission could choose to go to the whole RRA board, to the whole supervisors board, to this whole body or this whole committee, to the et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like we should then keep it with just one. Mm-hmm. if we're gonna keep the other members.
Who would chair this body?
It says that they'll choose their own chair.
They'll choose their own. Okay.
I mean, I think it says that the it's called by the chair of the legislature or the chair's designee, and at that meeting the permanent chair of the committee gets elected.
Got it, yeah. All right, so just a little history. When the RRA was convened, one of their first tasks was to site a landfill, and they formed a community advisory group which had similar representation. And there was some organization to represent the community at large. And in that case, it was the League of Women Voters, who were very active in bringing recycling to Ulster County. And I don't know exactly how to word it, but that might allow for two. It would expand it as much as is still manageable. You know, a representative of a community organization that, in that case, they actually had a task force on solid waste management and recycling, I think was the task force that they sent somebody to the community advisory group. And let me just say that they completed their task, and their major task was to create a host community benefit project program, so that wherever the landfill was, that community would be fairly compensated. And they did that job. They worked together well, and they did that job. And then, unfortunately, as soon as they completed that task, the then executive director, Charlie Shaw, disbanded that organization. And I think that was a terrible mistake, because having a group, which this resolution is similar to, and we could go back and look at exactly what the language was for that group versus two other commissions that and committees that have formed since or more. But anyway, they were a really valuable resource for the RRA moving forward and for the county. And so it was a real mistake to disband that, in my humble but experienced position. Okay, I don't remember whose hand was up. Let's go this way this time. Go ahead.
So, in regards to, you know, your comments on that, Chair Green, I would say if there is a way that potentially we could, you know, add another resolve potentially to have the listed board members here, I guess the 7 or 8, depending on if we have two members of the town and mayor's association, the supervisors and mayor's association, if we have those people on the board, then select the last member from one of those community organizations and or the public to have those members be the appointer of the last member. Is that something that
let's call it an at-large member for now? Yes.
Well, I think Eric was Eric first, but, then, but okay. Are you going to respond to that?
I was going to respond to that and other stuff too. So I like the idea of having like an at-large member who would represent the community as a whole. And whether that comes from, well, I guess we'd have to figure out what group that person would actually come from.
I agree.
And I was going to say, well, there's groups like Sustainable Hudson Valley, who has been very much involved with the Reuse and Innovation Center, and you know, they might be a good person to draw from. But I'm sure there's many other organizations that could provide someone who would be equally as qualified. I was also going to request, I was unaware that this group that you mentioned existed, and I'm sorry to hear that it was disbanded. That seems like a terrible thing to me. But I was wondering if we could get a copy of the report that they created about host community compensation, because I think that's obviously going to be a very important thing moving forward that we need to look at.
Can we make that as a formal request? Okay. I'm losing track, and I should write down, but
can I just
Gina and then Joe?
Mine just, when did that, when you spoke about that committee, when was that? Approximately.
1990, early 90s.
Okay, thank you.
About 30 years ago.
So that's going back a ways.
But it was
an older looking group.
It was an extremely effective, and I think to some extent the Recycling Oversight Committee reflects some of that earlier work. But it wasn't convened just to create the host community benefit package, but they did an excellent job, and then it was disbanded. Let's see.
I think Gina.
Gina
and
then
Joe, and then me.
And
that's
chair.
All I had. So.
Okay.
I'll
Joe. Write
down for now.
A couple of things. One, that group, sometimes committees, commissions, they're rarely effective, unfortunately, but when they are, I think if you kept them together, with, you know, the Recycling Oversight Committee at times, I'm on it. We don't have a specific goal. It just exists. Even the people on it stop taking it seriously. We have a lot of people not showing up. To take a highly effective commission, if they were, and shut them down, and then but bring them back up when they have a set goal, I think is something that would probably be so. I don't know if they would have continued to be as effective as they once were if they just continued to go on, because I see that happen with these groups that just are there forever without always a real specific plan on what they want to go about. With this, I think we need to go, I wouldn't mind going around and just seeing where everyone's at and making a final decision. Are we going to have are we going to have a 9-member? Is it going to be 7 members? How are we going to do it? I'll go first. I actually think if we go to 9, as great as it may sound, I think we're going to end up going and just picking one person out of 200,000 people that are involved with one organization, and let us not forget that this is really contract. We're going to be looking at the enabling legislation, the contract. Something that is good is going to come out of this. Whether or not, I think we're going to end up coming out of it with some suggestions similar to what Tracy is suggesting. About the change of the board, getting legislators on there, maybe a 7-member board will probably be something that's recommended if we don't do it before then. But a lot of it is going to be, the more and more I think about this commission, and that we really need to start looking at this contract. A lot of this we need to, over the next couple of months, we really need to get ready. Otherwise, we're going to end up either in a disastrous situation where there's no agreement and the RRA is going another way without us or something, or we're just going to sign the exact same agreement that we already have. So we really should start going through that. I'm not sure picking somebody, we're legislators, you have people on the board, you have supervisors, those are all people that are really going to understand this contract. To start just going and trying to find one person, then you get 9 people. I'm for one think 7 people is probably the way to go, and I think I'm leaning towards what Tracy is seeing, where let's just do if we're not, let's do seven, which means we either bump the exec or the comptroller and make it a second supervisor or one supervisor position. That's where I'm at, but I would love to just go around the table and let consensus rule on this and then start writing, changing the language to make it whatever we think. Eric, did you want to go?
Sure, I'll go next. Oh, okay. Please.
Yeah, so, I mean, it follows on, I don't even need to make my comment other than to say I agree with Legislator Maloney in terms of seven. The idea of having one potentially special interest group, one person out of 200,000, how that gets figured, and the fact that it bumps the first meeting another month potentially because you got to get the next person is really problematic. I think this is a hyper-focused charge. And I'm okay with leaving it exactly as is, not bumping the exec or the comptroller, just letting everybody have one seat at the table.
Including the town supervisors.
Including one town supervisors. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And is that your comment as well?
My comment was I kind of liked the idea of two representatives from town supervisors, and I was going to suggest maybe that we get somebody from the Recycling Oversight Committee on here, and perhaps that would also reinvigorate that group. That said, I'm totally fine with seven as well. But if we were going to go to nine, I was going to suggest involving the Recycling Oversight Committee.
The reason that the Recycling Oversight Committee was created was very specifically to add things to the mandatory recycling list or to take things off that were no longer marketable, essentially.
Just to add.
Yeah.
We changed it to... it was just to add things. It was not to take things away, but we changed it to include that. We changed the local law.
But it was kind of modeled specific. After the community advisory group in being very inclusive, and I think that's what we're trying to do here. I'm more... go ahead. I think you had your hand up.
No,
I don't. So what do you think... Just continue with what do you think... on the makeup of the board. We gotta figure it out.
I'm not wedded to any particular I'm not gonna die on the hill in terms of going one way or the other on this. I'm not entrenched on an idea of what the makeup of the board's gonna look like. I think if we were gonna go to nine, I think Eric's idea of an ROC appointee is worthy of discussion, but I was just going at it when the revised copy that we got this morning. Looking at it, I was fine with it. I was fine with it coming into this meeting. So, if it's the sense of the committee, I think it looks okay as it is. But if the feeling of the committee is that we want to go to more members to an odd number of nine, I'm not going to fight it. So, but I'm happy with the way it reads right now. So,
I agree. it's fine the way it is with the seven, as it is with everybody having one seat. I think Eric's idea was a good idea as well, and we could keep going with good ideas as well. So, I think it's important that we. Get the task done, whatever that looks like, and I am fine. I am fine with it the way it is. So,
I am too, and I'm leaning towards seven, but one thing that I feel is missing and could come from the ROC is the haulers' perspective. They are major stakeholders, and when we did the composting law, which Vicki said is the best process she's ever seen in her whole time in the legislature for creating legislation. Didn't she tell you that?
Well, I heard her say that.
I
heard her say that.
Yes, that's right. It did include, we reached out to the haulers. So if we were going to go for nine, I would say the Recycling Oversight Committee, but have it be the hauler representative, because they and these meetings will be open, and hopefully they'll be chaired and people other than the committee members will have input. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel pretty, I mean, I have to think about it, but my initial reaction to having the haulers have an equal seat at the table, I feel pretty strongly opposed to. I mean, the haulers are for profit. They have a role in many, many discussions, but not in discussions related to policy and our contractual future with the RRA and the idea of who's going to sit at the table of an RRA board and whether or not we're going to take it on as a county department. Like, all of that feels to me giving them a very undue, you know, a disproportionate role in the discussion.
Go ahead.
I agree, and a couple things. The ROC, first of all, has Mike Baden's on it. I'm on it. Laura Petit's on it. I mean, there's plenty of representatives on there that might end up on this commission. So in that way, you're getting a lot of ROC. On the ROC, I think going into the future, at the beginning of the year, the beginning of a term, I think it's probably something that we should collectively look at and give the ROC, I mean, I won't take long on this, but give the ROC a specific, tangible questions and say, hey, by the end of the year or within a couple of months, give us your recommendation on this when it comes to adding or taking off recyclables. And I think they'd be a far more successful group, but it seemed like we were searching for a topic more than having that tangible thing to actually talk about and debate. And I think a lot more, we started having people not show up, and then it's really hard to be productive when half the committee's not there. You don't even have a forum sometimes. But and I think going into this next year, I think we should start maybe even talking about that now soon. Hey, what are the questions right now with regards to recycling that are unanswered? I mean, I was trying to have a larger conversation about the streams and is it working the way it is, and are we going to make some big decisions that way, dual or single, but it never really got off the ground. So am I right to say that we're kind of agreeing on a 7-member
I think so.
Group? And if we are, then I think we just, one thing we got to do is we're back to Manna's point of the language is off, and let's fix the language for number 6.
I can offer that amendment. That's what I was going to do. So that would be for number 6. It would read, the chair, because I think it is the chair of the Ulster County Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors, or the Ulster County Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors member designee. I want to point out, before someone seconds, that keeps it in compliance with number 7, which says the chair of the RRA boards or the RRA board member designee. And I just want to point out that in both those cases, I would read it as if the chair is not sitting, those boards have to elect someone to sit. That's what it reads to me, because the chair isn't designating the person to sit. It's the board's designee. Right, so which I think is fine, but I'm just making that clear to everybody.
All right, so we're going to strike president and replace it with chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to strike village in both cases.
I believe it is I believe I'm looking at some of the documentation. I believe it is considered president.
Is it president?
I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
I think quickly had that changed a year ago.
If it is, then
president quickly.
Yeah, that's funny.
Or we can call Mike Baby.
Yeah, everybody text their supervisor.
And I think he's planning to change it to executive of the association soon. So he can be executive quickly.
There you go.
But in theory, if he doesn't appoint, or whoever's in charge at that point, the board themselves would be able to call a vote and get somebody to us. But I think they'll be pretty agreeable to send somebody.
And all in all, this is advisory anyway. I mean, this reform committee really is an advisory committee to essentially the RRA and the legislature.
Okay, so did
to
we
the legislature, not the RRA.
Did we second? Yeah. Okay, so that's...
Aaron did. But actually, if he seconded chair, right, okay, so we should... Can I strike chair and leave it president if it is president? Do you feel reasonably certain?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're just striking village. That's my amendment.
Okay.
In both instances.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
Okay.
All in favor of the amendment to strike village in number 6 of the resolved that we are discussing?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. The amendment carries. The motion to amend carries. And is there anything else on this resolution? Yes.
I just wanted to go back to something that Legislator Maloney brought up a minute ago, and that was reviewing the contract for the Resource Recovery Agency. I was wondering if we could request from our legal counsel that they review the contract and make any recommendations that they would suggest or he would suggest.
But that doesn't have to be part of this amendment.
No, it doesn't, it's just following up on something that Joe had said earlier. And I thought it would be great if we got counsel's advice as to the contract.
And especially our counsel, because you've had
because
experience
he's so knowledgeable
with
of the situation. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think we're a little off topic, which is fine, I mean, in terms of this resolution, mm-hmm. but I do think the contract should be circulated. And obviously a packet should be prepared for this committee, but for this committee, meaning what committee we're contemplating, but this committee, the DES committee,
yeah. mm-hmm.
should get that contract as soon as tomorrow. I feel like having counsel review it and make recommendations is sort of a very broad, at this moment, suggestion before anyone's even looked at the contract, making suggestions as to what. We're not in contract negotiations yet. So seems to me like the first thing to do is to have everybody read the contract. Certainly have counsel look, you know, again, we're talking about a counsel who's probably pretty fairly up to speed on that contract, but that's something to discuss probably at the next EES meeting.
Legislator Maloney and then counsel.
Will we have a lawyer there?
At where?
This commission, at these commission meetings, will there be a lawyer assigned? Because it's so legal what we're going to be going through.
Yeah.
It would be great to have David there. Can we add that in the resolve that we'll have legislative attorney as the assigned counsel of a legislative attorney chosen by the chair of the legislature assigned to the... Do we have that? I'm looking through.
I don't know if we need to formalize that.
I was at the last commission meeting. We had the Solid Waste Planning Commission, which was set up to review the progress toward a solid waste management plan, which a couple of years ago, I came down to all those. I was at all those meetings.
So you'll be at them. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. I just want to make a point, and my opinion, and may reorient people, and this gets... This is sort of a segue to when I gave an opinion when we were looking at that appointees, and I said, you know, we always look at, you know, what do they know about solid waste, but to some sense we need to look at what they know about organizations, and I think that's to some extent borne itself out. Here, we can talk about the contract. I've looked at the contract, and there are going to be some provisions, some substantive provisions we want to change, but basically the contract boils down to we're contracting out to them to basically handle all solid waste issues for the county, and we're contracting out to them to be our solid waste management unit, which is going to plan for a landfill or whatever else. I would suggest that for the committee's purpose, that's 95% of what the sitting members of the committee need. The committee's job is going to be to determine if this structure, as set up in state law, basically 5 individuals we managed to pull out of the electorate from, based on whatever, are...
Or 7 individuals, I guess. Yeah.
No, 5.
RA board's 5.
Oh, you're talking about... I'm sorry. Okay,
yes.
I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
I know.
Whether these people are best suited to do those tasks And if we decide that they are better suited than the legislature, because that's what it boils down to, and or the executive, what constraints, what guidance, what structures are needed? My guess is it's going to be completely different than what was written in the contract years ago. And I would just suggest that as we look at who's on the committee and everything else, those are the skills that we're going to need, rather than somebody, for instance, who knows a lot about recycling, which may or may not come up at some point, or anything else, or supervisors may be concerned about roll-offs and things like that. But ultimately, we're going to have to decide whether essentially a $50 million job to plan for solid waste for the next X number of decades should be offloaded to these folks and under what constraints, as well as the $15 million a year job that we have now to haul away the garbage. And you know, I'm happy to look at the, when we look at the contract, we're going to see lots of things that are like, that was really nice when it was written in, you know, 1998 or something like that. This doesn't apply, or it could or not, but the real job of the committee is going to be, are we comfortable with these enormous questions before us? Because if it blows up, we know what the situation is. So that's, I would keep a laser focus on that with all these questions. How do we spend 6 months, basically, get to the bottom of it, because when we do, we're going to be recommending legislation to the state to change the structure if we want to keep it, and that's going to be another process. And then we'll have, you know, another couple of months to sign the contract in early 2025. So that's as you go through this, I would just, that's the point, is how do we evaluate whether this works for handling all the garbage issues, including outreach and recycling, and solid waste management planning for a landfill or some other set of structures.
I got a question, and I agree, but and we all agree that I think it's important that you're there at all these meetings. The timing of which we're doing this, do we want to have a quick conversation on if there's someone appointed here that leaves the legislature? Do they stay on the committee? I mean, if it's Tracy or Laura, or, I mean, we have eight people leaving. Look at the month. You just mentioned this could take 6 months. Do we want to put in there that regardless of what happens in an election, however we would put it, that the person would stay on to continue? Because this probably is a 3 to 6 month.
It says it right now.
Once it gets going, what's that?
I think it's in there right now.
Oh, is it?
It says that resolved... that the UCRRA Reform Committee members, once appointed, shall serve for the duration of the assignment.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, great. All right.
All right, I think we're ready to call the question.
Keep in mind, then, the 60 days time frame here, you're going to have appointees in December.
At the latest.
Okay.
Because it could be faster. Everyone could appoint more quickly, and then that bumps the, you know what I mean?
Let's make sure we appoint the.
But you see where I'm going. Yeah. You got appointees in late November or December. Mm-hmm. The election's early November, so.
But they still serve. But they serve till January.
Yeah,
serve
still sitting January.
That's my point.
Yes.
So are you appointing sitting legislators who may actually have either not run or been voted out, or are you appointing the new people coming on in January?
No, it has to be from this 23rd.
Well, that goes straight to your question. Then you're appointing sitting legislators in November or December, and there may be little relationship as to what.
I can't imagine what the relationship of a new, brand new member would be. The sitting, certainly the ones that, not patting myself on the back, but the people that Joe just pointed to are people who have a lot of vested, not just interest, but knowledge. Laura Petit, someone who's leaving the legislature, but knows a lot about
this. Fair enough. On the tail side, though, let's say in March or April, you'll get recommendations from the commission that the committee and the legislature are going to have to review. And there's going to be there's no buy-in necessarily for anybody who's on the commission but no longer in the legislature.
I don't know that that's the case. Yeah.
But the recommendations, nonetheless.
Yeah, I think it's
okay. Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm happy. If that wasn't in there, I'd want it in there.
And I'd personally be thrilled to see Laura on this committee.
And Tracy, for that matter. I mean, I think both of you guys know as much as
I second it.
Are we ready to move forward?
We have to move on the...
Okay.
Did we do the...
Did we vote on the... I think we voted yes.
Okay.
On the amendment.
Okay. We did. On the amendment to Resolution Number 549, establishing the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency Reform Committee. And
as amended.
As amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. I have a little question about reform, but it's as good as any word. So, all right. Given the time, I'm going to ask if there's any other urgent business. I think each time we have these conversations, we're getting a little more clarity, and we're also finding a way to be more inclusive. And I want to thank you for not only thinking about this and starting this process, but being flexible throughout. So that's, we had a couple other things that are important, and we may have to keep having two meetings a month. I hope not, but we do have to have a discussion about where the Recycling Oversight Committee should reside, because they're going to come out with a recommendation, but it's not clear. I actually think they are recommending the executive branch in terms of oversight for the Recycling Innovation Center, which takes it out of the RRA, which is not a bad idea, because these are materials that the RRA is not currently handling. So we'll see how that works out. Any other? Yes.
I'm sorry, just to clarify what you just said. So the Department of the Environment would be overseeing the Reuse and Innovation Center, that's what you're thinking?
I got that sense from the report, which I actually have here,
yeah.
And speaking with them, that they were leaning in the direction of the Department of Environment has shepherded the feasibility study, and to have them continue to provide oversight. We'll see how that plays out.
Right.
We don't have a final report. I think today is the last day for comments, for the, so that they can incorporate them and give us a final report. And I did submit my comments. All right. I think given the time that I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Legislator Hansen and Legislator Levine.
Thank you.
Well, and I was going to just congratulate everybody. Wow, what a fast and efficient meeting.
So that
was awesome. So
yeah.
Many thanks to everyone, including the chair.
It's our responsibility, so let's do it as effectively.